Jesus issued actually some quite challenging words to us as his people, and this is our reading today. It's from Luke chapter 6, and I'm starting at verse 27. So Jesus says, "But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who persecute. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to anyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For I should have actually put my reading glasses on when I was reading this, so I'll just carry on, sorry. For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." Wow, what a challenge to each one of us. I'm going to hand over to Nick now, who's going to unpack that a little bit more.
Cool. Morning, everybody. Morning. So yeah, a really challenging passage. Really challenging. Hands up if you enjoy people taking things from you. Good, that's quite a relief. Right, hands up if when you were a child, you didn't always get on with your sibling or your brother or sister. Fove, do you get on with your sisters all right, do you? All the time? Oh, I don't know, maybe not. But we do, we struggle. There are times when we struggle. Now, let's go off a bit. Secondary school. Secondary school, that's a really enjoyable time, isn't it, secondary school? Well, it is if you're not in it anymore. Because you think back, you're thinking, oh, I remember the good old days of... Huh? I used to play fence ball. Oh, don't worry about it, I'm just having a moment when I remember back to my childhood. But anyway, so secondary school is one of those places where it's quite tough. Who's in... Is there anybody here? I think, Peter, you're in secondary school at the moment, aren't you? And Marika, I can't quite see Marika. Yeah, so there's a couple there. Do you enjoy being in secondary school? No. No. So, and actually, it, at times when we don't, and it tends to be also in those times that perhaps we get to meet people that we don't like. And then we get to university. And things change, and we may, in fact, become more accepting of people, and more willing to take on what other people say and other people think. And then we get to the next phase of life, which is, I'm going to clap, work. And you might go to a company and you might start working. You might then have somebody that you maybe don't get on with. Anybody ever had that experience in work? I'm not going to put my hand up because that's like, oh, really? Ooh. No, but I can because I used to work in other places than church. I used to work in the Little Chef. So we've had moments when you don't get on with people, do we? And I would probably imagine, and I bet you guys all did the right thing. You said, oh, I'm still going to love them. I'm really going to enjoy being with them. Didn't you? No. And that's what this passage is saying. Actually, it is so easy for us to be nice to the people that we like. If I've got people that I like, like now I'm pretty good with Sharon. I like Sharon. She's my wife. And we get on really, well, we get on okay. There are moments. No, we do. We get on really well. And actually, I want to bless Sharon. So I will give her things that I think, oh, and she really enjoys, like chocolate or things like that. I'll buy her gifts. And that's easy for me to do. But there are people that perhaps sometimes you think, oh, I don't like them. They frustrate me. And maybe you feel like that too. And I bet it's harder for you to then get, oh, I'm going to give them £100. No, I'm not. We don't give. And I bet you there are people here that have maybe even got that within their families. They struggle with people in their families. Because it's life, isn't it? We live life and we rub each other up the wrong way. I know I do. There are people that won't like me because I'm quite big and loud and, you know, whatever else I want. I could say so many things. But people, we rub each other up, don't we? In relationships, we don't always get on, even in church. Really? Even in church, we don't always get on. Okay, we don't. But what we've got to try to recognize that God says, but we need to be loving our enemies. Even, he says, even those who are sinners give good things to their friends, we need to be different. The church needs to be different. We need to be going that extra mile. Our reading suggests something very different to the worldly response of getting even. Because that's what it's like in the world. It's like, if somebody does something to you, you go back to them with it. In fact, you go twice as much. Jesus said that we should love our enemies and help them out. And this is far more than saying, well, I won't beat them up if they hit me. I won't lie about others, and I won't try to make them suffer. It's being more than that. It's actively loving them in the same way as you love your friends. It's looking out for what's good for them and praying for them. And this is the way Jesus himself loved people. It meant that he would trust close friends even when they deserted him. And he forgave those who killed him. He sets a really high standard. And I'm not saying this morning that that's going to be easy. I don't expect all of you this week then to click and go, right, that's it, I'm perfect now, I can do everything, I can love the people that really annoy me all the time. But it'd be great if you could think, actually, do you know what? I've had a win today. I didn't respond with a snide remark when they said something to me. I didn't this. Because I tell you, the one who's going to be the one putting you down is the devil. The devil will say, aha, you failed again. You're useless. Okay? I can tell you now, none of us are perfect. You might think you are, but you're not. None of us are perfect, so therefore, we all get it wrong. Whether we are 15, because the problem is that teenagers think, well, I'm always the one that gets it wrong in our house. And I know our boys would have said the same when they were in that teenage year. It's always our fault. And as parents, it does tend to be like that, unfortunately. We just sort of go, who are you, you? Think, and then realise you come back a bit later and think, actually, it might have been me. I might have been the one that left that out or did that rather than them. But we need to show that we love people. But it's hard. And I'm going to come back and talk a bit more in a minute about how. Because it's okay for me saying, right, everybody, we've got to love our enemies. So get on and do it. But how? Okay. Let's carry on. So, loving our enemies. Easy task for some of us. not so easy for others. And I bet it's even when somebody says, "Ah, you're a Christian, you're stupid. You rely on a crutch to get through life." Even if somebody is saying that at you, or in the early church, when they used to get like beaten up and as it went on, as the church grew and persecution came, chucked in front of lions and stuff like that. Even then, Christians are meant to be, but you're meant to be nice to people. So somebody says, "I'm going to chuck you in front of the lions." You say, "Oh, I'm so pleased. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot." That's tough. And as adults, we think we can cope with it, don't we? But we can't. I know that there are times when I struggle, when I get hurt, and people attack you. Yet we're trying to be still loving, still considerate, and it's harder in school, secondary school. Young people can be so damaging to one another. When I was a young person, I didn't say I was a Christian in school. I'll admit that. I should have done, but I didn't. I thought, you know what? Self-preservation, thank you very much. And occasionally, kids would come from school to the youth group and go, "Oh, I didn't know you came here. Yes. So being a Christian as a young person is not an easy thing. I look at Mac and I think she must have had some abuse at her, working with Mission 24, going out on the streets, talking about Jesus. They're not going to go, "Oh, thank you so much." Some people will, but you'll get others who will come straight at you. But we're meant to be loving. But how do we be loving in that sort of circumstance? How are you loving in your workplace when the person who sits opposite you is dig, trying to get one on top of you every day? "Lord, I'm meant to be good. I'm meant to love that person, but it is really hard. In fact, all I want to do is slap them around the face." That's honest, isn't it? Come on, let's be honest. And Fove. How old are you, Fove?
Five.
And I bet there are times when Fove has her sisters or whatever, and I bet they have a bit of a set too. Do you have a set too? A bit of an argument? Yeah. I've had teenagers, I've had my children set too to me. It happens. Even with my wife. We've had disagreements. Which she's right. Obviously. Always. Psalm 136. Hands up if you've read Psalm 136. Now, in this psalm, it's 26 verses long. And in every verse, it says something. It says, "His love endures forever." 26 times. Can we say that together? His love endures forever. One more time. His love endures forever. Ladies, please. His love endures forever. And gentlemen, his love endures forever. If you don't remember anything else this morning, remember that. His love endures forever. Why am I saying that? Because without his love, we aren't going to manage. I've got two volunteers. I've got Fove, who's going to come and help me, and Brian. So if you'd like to come forwards, that'd be great. I've got a ladder, Fove, but I don't know if you need it, so we'll have a look first. Health and safety. I know, yeah, don't worry. She's five. I don't do ladder training with five-year-olds. Right. I'm not saying you've got to get on the ladder. Can you just come and let's just move that over there for the minute. Can you stand here so we can just see? I think you'll be all right. You don't need the ladder. Okay. Right, Fove, you're going to come this way. You're going to stand there. And Brian, you can stand there. So, Let's move that so people over here can see. We have a bucket that says, our love. Can you see that? Our love. And we have a sponge. Do you know what this sponge represents? Say no.
No.
No. Okay. Right. This sponge represents your life, my life, Brian's life, everybody's life. So this is your life in the illustration, okay? That's not, yeah, anyway. So what I want you to do, Fove, is you are going to do me a favour and you are going to put this sponge in that bucket. So your life dipping in the love, and I want you to soak up as much love as you can. And then, because what we're meant to do is then you're meant to share that love with other people. So then this glass is going to be like your mum, your dad, maybe your sister, you know, maybe it could be Claire. Could be somebody at school. All right? So what I want you to do is to soak up the water, and I'll move it there because I think you can reach it there, and then squeeze as much water out as you can into that glass. Do you think you can do that for me? Try not to get it on the carpet. If it does, I'll take the hit, don't worry, but we're going to try. So I'll hold the bucket, you put the sponge in, and you can soak up as much water as you can. Really get a load of water in that sponge. Right, and then go across and squeeze it out. Go on, squeeze, really squeeze, really squeeze. Can you get any more out? Squeeze. She's doing all right. Go on, really squeeze, really. Get those biceps going. Okay, good. There's still more in there, so I think, come on, let's get it all out. Let's try and get it all out. Let's get this. Hang on, I'll hold the bucket, and let's push it in. Right, okay. Now try again. Lift it out. Lift it out. Go on. Go on, really. Look at those muscles. You could be a wrestler. Go on. Are we getting it? That's good. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. We're getting it. Oh, we're getting it in there. That's why we had the plastic. Shall I have a bit of a squeeze? Or are you going to do a bit more? You do a bit more. Go on. Really, and I'll... Go on. Just squeeze it. Get your aggression out. I just really don't like the water. Okay. Do you think that's it? Is there any more in there? No. So that bucket of our love is empty. Well, we got a little bit in the glass, didn't we? We got some. It's not bad, is it? Okay. That's not bad. Giving love to other people, we've given that much. As you can see... It's not full. Now, also, this bucket wasn't full. Because obviously, our love, there's other things going on in our lives rather than love as well. We've got jealousy, anger, selfishness. Well, that's me. I don't know about you. In reality, no matter what we think, our love is not enough. You might think, oh, I've got loads of love. And maybe you have. And maybe, what I would say is, maybe that love is for people that you get on with, people that you like. But when it's people that maybe rub you up the wrong way, yeah, not so much. So well done, Fove, that's great. Could you come stand there and hold that like that? You're representing our love. Now, Brian. Okay. What? Okay. Would you mind lifting the sponge? Because I sort of moved that first. Lovely. Right. Let's just move that over there. Let's move that. Now, would you place that in the mat? You can chuck that in there just so we got it there. Right. So, again, Brian. So, this cup here, I think we'll say it's Val. Okay. So, this is Val, who is Brian's wife. And then obviously, what I want you to do is you're going into God's love. Hang on a second. He's a bit quick. And you're going to soak it up, and you can soak it up. And you can go back as many times to fill that glass. Yeah, that's because that's Val. Right. Or maybe some friends as well, I don't know. And then you might think, oh, actually, I've got so much. You can go elsewhere as well. But again, trying to keep it in there. All right, so this is God's love. Can you see that? Does it say God's love? Well, it actually says God love. So. Right then, Brian, when you're ready. Oh, well done, Brian. Look at those muscles. Oh, Brian. Wow. He's doing quite good. Do you want to come around there and see what he's doing? He's filling up. How are we doing, Brian?
Oh, you're getting there, yes.
You're getting there. Still quite a lot of love left. Oh, look at that. Oh, okay. He's going off piste. That is a big bucket. Oh, and it's overflowing as well, Brian. You've overflowed.
Yeah.
No, thanks, Brian. Thanks, Brian. I know, yeah. No,
especially
that's great.
Brian.
Especially Brian's, yes. Right, come and stand there. That's great. You stand there. Stay there, Brian. Thank you. So, our love, we only got half a glass. But God's love, we were able to get both these. So, like Val and your mum or your sister. And then you've actually got your love back up as well. It's filled everything. In fact, there's still more there. But actually, this illustration is flawed because actually God's love isn't like this. God's love is infinite. His bucket would be the size of this building. If you thought about that, if you think this building was full of water and you had that sponge, it would take you ages to empty it. God's love is infinite. There is so much of it. Isn't that great? Do you think that's great? Yeah, cool. You can go and sit down, folks. Brian, you can go and sit down. Thank you very much for your help. And I think, for me, that's encouraging. Because our love, really, I'm just going to tip some of that away. Our love, yes, it's there. But really, it's not going to do the job. Yes, I'm okay. I can give love to people, and I think I do. You might disagree, but I hope you don't. Because I hope I see that I love you. I love my wife. I love my children. It doesn't always work, because obviously there are times when we do get issues. But God's love is there, and it's to top up my love. In fact, it's to replace my love. It's to replace your love. You might think, I've got no love at all. Rubbish! If you know Jesus, you've got all the love in the world. And that's the problem, is that that can seem quite tough and hard, because loving people, especially our enemies, is tough. But again, as we said, being a Christian, it's not easy. Okay, if you think being a Christian is easy, then I think you've got it wrong. Because there is a cost to following Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gave himself for us. He was willing to pay that cost. He was willing to be put on a cross, to die for you and me. He was willing to do that because of God's love. God's love for his creation. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. In 1 John chapter 4, it says this: this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins, for our wrongdoings. God's love is to enable God to love even those people that perhaps are his enemies. Because when you don't know God, you're his enemy. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's the truth. But I was an enemy. I was an enemy to God, but he loved me. He loved me, though I didn't deserve it. So when I'm thinking about loving others, even my enemies, I need to give it a go. Because I was God's enemy. Yet his love has redeemed me, refreshed me, renewed me. So when we think about loving our enemies and think, it's tough. Yes, it is. But it's achievable because if we know Jesus, we have his love within us. And his love is infinitely deeper, wider, greater than our love. So if we're ever going to get to that place of being able to do it, we need to acknowledge God. We need to receive his love so that we become overflowing. Just as Brian was showing us, he was squeezing it and it was overflowing out of Val's life into the tray. I don't know who's in this tray, but you know, whoever Val was in contact with, whoever you're in contact with, that's what being a Christian's about, isn't it? It's about being infectious. It's not about, great, I've got it, keep it to myself. There's that illustration, isn't there? To do with, those who are hungry. Somebody finds a bit of bread or a source of bread. They don't keep it to themselves. Usually, if they're that sort of a beggar type thing, they will then go and tell others where they got it from. And that's what we need to be with Jesus Christ. We need to say, I found something that is vitally important. In fact, it's life-giving. So whether I'm 5, whether I'm 15, whether I'm 50 or 100, I need to be passing that on. We may be doing it in different ways, but God's love is just as important for a 5-year-old, a teenager, a 50-year-old, a 100-year-old. So as we think about enemies this week, give it a go. Be different to the world, and you might be surprised by the reaction of the other. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you that your love does endure forever. It's not just for a moment or for a time. It is endless. Father, I could be here for 70 years, 90 years, but your love will endure forever. And I ask now, Lord, as I live my life this week, if there are people that maybe rub me up the wrong way, help me to show your love to them. To turn the other cheek, to walk the extra mile. Because, Lord, they deserve love just as much as I do. And I pray that for each one of us, whatever age we are, we would all be able to show your love to others. Father God, I thank you that you help us in our lives. And even in these tough times, when perhaps it's not going to be easy, you walk with us and encourage us. And I pray now for each person. Perhaps there are some in this room who say, well, that would really hard. I'm struggle for me. I pray that you would meet their struggle and help them. So maybe they would have a small win. Maybe they won't critique somebody this week, but say something positive instead. Because, Lord, you can do immeasurably more than we can think or imagine. Because your love is not contained, is not limited, it's infinite. Thank you, Lord. Amen.